So this week for my reflective journal, I'm going to be talking about how I've built skills in communication with physicians and other healthcare providers. So don't really have too much experience actually communicating with other physicians or healthcare providers, other than, you know, like doctor's office visits I have, or like, you know, going to observe Dr. Handy or talking to Dr. Handy when he comes here on campus. So this is a pretty iffy area for me. But other than, I will say, when I did observe Dr. Handy, he did give me a lot of skills and tips to take back with me. And then he even introduced me to the field of physiatry, which I didn't know anything about. So then I think that was like within the first couple of days I was there with him. He told me to look it up and tell me what I thought about it when I came back. So I did. I looked it up. It was pretty interesting. Because the reason why he brought that up was because he felt like I would be a good physiatrist. I was asking him what it was, and he just, you know, told me, gave me a basic rundown. But I went back, looked it up. It's a pretty interesting field. So that was pretty cool of him to, you know, introduce me to that. But in terms of like actually communicating with him outside of that, you know, he of course gave me the go ahead to, you know, call him or email him, whatever, if I ever had a question or need anything from him. But I feel like in general, my communication skills with these certain physicians I meet or come in contact with, or other healthcare providers, I really just try to focus on being as professional as I can be, because I know that can go a long way and that can leave a mark with people. And then, like I said, if they give you that green light to use them as a reference or something one day, they reflect back on that. So I just always try to do that as best as I can. Whether that, you know, dressing nice, or following their dress attire, if I'm going to observe, using manners when I need to, just stuff like that, you know, small stuff, but it turns out being big stuff in the long run. So yeah, just, I mean, coming into contact with these professionals, and like I said, just being professional as possible is what I usually do to build my skills and communication with them. And also asking questions about things I'm uncertain about. I did that a lot at Dr. Handy's office, because I saw a bunch of things, like conditions and, like conditions that I'd never really, other than reading about in our textbooks, that I never really had personal experience with. So I asked him a bunch of questions there. So yeah, that's how I build my skills in communication.